This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Happy Friday. And that means only 2 days to go until that massive sports and cultural event, the Super Bowl. And it's a big one this year, the 50th Super Bowl. The Panthers versus the Broncos in San Francisco.
Legions of fans are preparing slow cookers and face paint for the big day.
Kate, what's your favorite part of the game?
It depends on who's playing, but usually I watch for the halftime show and the chili cheese dip.
Yes, the chili cheese dip is very important. And so is the halftime show for a lot of people. Chris Chase blogs about sports and pop culture, and he recently wrote an article for USA Today where he ranked Super Bowl halftime shows from the best to the worst. And he joins us now by phone. Chris, let's start with the best first. Which ones stand out?
I mean, if you go back and look at the history of halftime shows, there's one that stands out as not only the best, but the one that created what we think of when we think of the modern Super Bowl halftime show. And that was Michael Jackson in 1993. And that was really when the Super Bowl started to get big stars. Before then, it was Up With People. It was the marching band for Tulane University. It wasn't a get a pop star and have him or her perform four or five songs. It was a whole lot different.
What are the worst?
This is one of those things, you have to go to YouTube and find this. It was an Indiana Jones stunt spectacular. And if you've ever been to Disney World or whatever they used to call the MGM part of Disney World, which was, you know, newly opened in the 90s, they had this Indiana Jones ride sort of thing where you'd go, you'd sit and you'd watch a fake Indiana Jones, and they'd have the big old ball coming from Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he'd look, you know, looking for a Holy Grail or whatnot. And this was actually the Super Bowl halftime show. It was like a live production of this Indiana Jones, pretty cheesy Indiana Jones show from Disney World. So that's by far the worst.
Hold on! I got a bad feeling about this. Bring to me the trophy!
There was also some bad ones. The Blues Brothers performed, but of course, you know, John Belushi has been dead for 32 years, so they had to get Jim Belushi, which doesn't really have the same cachet. And, you know, I just think the ones by the aging rockers who have not much cultural power these days, and I'm talking, you know, not the Stones or the Springsteen, because Stones and Springsteen still command an audience, but The Who and Tom Petty, even though they were perfectly fine halftime shows, I don't think they were resonating, you know, around the proverbial water cooler on Monday.
This year's Super Bowl halftime show, it has at least two acts, Coldplay and Beyonce, and there's even some rumors that Bruno Mars could be coming back. How did we end up with this?
We ended up in bland territory because of Janet Jackson, and it's all because of Janet and everything that has stemmed from that, you know, year, which was actually the Panthers were playing in that Super Bowl for coincidence sake. Ever since Janet Jackson had her malfunction, quote unquote, we all know it was obvious, and we all know Justin Timberlake was in on it. The NFL has wanted as little controversy as possible. So if you look at, you know, the performers since then, The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry last year. I mean, Katy Perry in theory could have come out and done something wild, but Katy Perry's career, you know, is hot right now. You know, she's a big star. She doesn't need to make waves like Janet Jackson did. So that's how we kind of gotten to where we are. It's why Coldplay is playing, because Coldplay is the most inoffensive band in the world. And Beyonce is so image conscious, and Bruno Mars, because of some past run-ins with the law, is also very image conscious. So I think the NFL feels safe with them.
So do you think the choices are in a way kind of fear-based and not necessarily built around who the biggest star is?
Absolutely. I think the only time the Super Bowl has had a musical act or a group or a star at the height of his or her powers was in 2001. But even then, so that was Aerosmith performed, and Britney Spears and NSYNC came out and had actually were pretty much most of the show. That was the only time the NFL really had stars at their apex. You could argue Katy Perry last year. You know, maybe you could say that she was at the height of her powers, but you know, I think maybe she peaked 2 or 3 years ago. You know, they didn't get Taylor Swift this year. They're not getting Adele. And people say, well, Adele wouldn't be a good halftime show. And I'm like, she sold 3.5 million copies of her album in her first week. Of course she'd be a good Super Bowl halftime show. People would tune in. They love that voice. So it, you know, fear-based, it might be a little too harsh, but they're definitely image conscious. You know, they want advertisers to feel safe. They want people to watch. They know that this is a big family event, and that you know, if you lose the family aspect of the Super Bowl, which is this communal watching, football is almost secondary. You're watching the commercials, you're watching the halftime show. The NFL knows that they lose that, they're going to lose the record-setting ratings they get almost every year. So yeah, you know, fear-based or image-conscious, one of the two, but they're not going to get anyone that's going to ruffle any feathers.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, David, which is your personal favorite halftime show?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Prince in 2007. That was my favorite.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to say Prince, too. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered the show, and he's not much of a Peyton Manning fan. Dan Wanshura is our producer, and he's totally on board with Peyton Manning riding off into the sunset with one final Super Bowl win. Sally Isley is our executive producer, who's not that into football but would love a trip to San Francisco. I'm Kate Botello, Team Beyonce.
And I'm David Castleman. I'm looking forward to eating a lot of junk food. Thanks for listening. Your love's about